This morning, down your way, visits once again the Midlands. This time, we go to Wolverhampton. Now, before we begin the programme this morning, I would just like to say that one can't help noticing, or the casual visitor like myself can't help noticing, that in Wolverhampton, music is practically a tradition. The people who write to me and say that you listen to this programme because we always interview are quite wrong, because as you'll hear this morning, our interviewees in Wolverhampton range from anything from 17 upwards. And now here is Richard Dimbleby to introduce the programme.
Good morning. I first saw Wolverhampton at just after 6 o'clock this morning when I looked out of my bedroom window at the hotel where I was staying across a grey town with grey chimneys rising into a dark grey sky. The roads were gleaming with the wet, cold rain. There were trolley buses already moving by in the street below. There were yellow lights coming on all over the town, and the steam and the smoke of industry and the railway already rising up into the sky before the dawn. It wasn't a pretty picture, nobody could call it that. But it was a town already a-getting with energy for trying to get at work.
On to the subject of football. Now I want you to meet the captain of the Wolves, Billy Wright. Or I dare say, as many of you know him, Snowy Wright. Quite well named, too. In whose sitting room, in whose house we are now, is of course also very well known as an English international. On the table by my side as I talk to you now, there are 7 of his international caps which have just arrived by post from the Football Association. Nice dark blue velvet with the 3 lions, the Football Association, and underneath the year and the nature of the match that each cap represents emblazoned on them in silver. I believe actually there are 7 of them here and 9 more to come. He's played 16 international games apart from playing for the Wolves, Billy, for how many years?
10 years.
Some money, I think you've played an awful lot of football.
Oh, quite a lot, yeah.
He's been an ignorant man, and Wolverhampton listeners don't need to be told this, nor will any others, just where the Wolves are at the moment.
Wolves are lying about 4th in the table now.
How's he on the whole?
Oh, quite decent. We're hoping to finish 3rd in the table. So it's a bit of luck.
Your way. I don't think you remember the last one I made a few weeks ago. Came round. You must have had a pretty big interruption in football during the war, didn't you?
I had quite an interruption, yes.
Weren't you in the trucks of infantry?
In the trucks of infantry, yes. That's right.
And where were you with them?
I was stationed in Shrewsbury for about 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we moved on to the APT Street, all the shops.
So you were a PT at that
time? Yes, that's right.
And then back here eventually?
Back here eventually.
Do you find it easier to take up your serious professional football again straight away?
Well, I didn't lose it for a matter of 2 years. It was not hard to pick up again.
No.
It came quite natural.
What about the international games, Billy? They've been real broad, quite a good deal in the last 2 years, 30 years, haven't they?
Yes, quite a lot.
Good trip?
Very good trip.
Any more coming?
Oh, we hope so this year.
What's next on the list?
Well, the English football team are going across to Austria, then on to Italy this coming summer.
I bet they have nice, ambitious journeys planned for them. We're going over to the mountains, the Dolomites, the Alps. Worth doing.
Oh, very much, yes.
When you're not playing football and dragging in about 40,000 willing Wolverhamptonians into your ground each week, do you think about music at all?
Yes, quite a bit. I have a quite a section of records. So.
Oh, now, which one of them do you like best that we can play for you?
I'd like to say John Hammond's singing One Fine Day from Mother Butterfly.